Okay, I'll just explain before we do the questions.
Okay, I think we are live. Okay,
Yes.
am I going to do my spiel or are you going to do it since I threw you a...
You can do it. You can
I
do it
can do it.
today.
Okay, all right. Thank you. It's very kind of you. Ladies, hello, ladies. Welcome to lunch with Janita and Frank. That would be me on the 19th of June. Our usual 11:30 lunchtime slot, even though actually nobody is at lunch yet. Okay. And Janita, I see on our screen here phobias and fears.
Yes, that is correct.
Do we have to be scared about something?
No, not at all.
How can I trust you? With
Well,
what?
you know that
With
I ask the Fruit Loopy questions, so it's usually fun questions
that's
just
what
to
worry
think
that's
about.
yeah, but that's what worries me, you see, your Fruit Loop questions, yeah.
No, you don't have to be worried.
I don't have to be worried. Okay, Yadita, then I
No.
will place my life in your hands and let's rock and roll.
So welcome everyone. Thank you for being here. And then for today we are going to talk about the phobias and fears. The Frank is already scared. So I'm just quickly going to explain the difference between the phobias and fears, and then we'll move on to the fun questions. So oops, there we go. The differences between the phobias and fears. If we look at a fear, this is our natural response to a real danger or threat. And it helps to keep us safe. So, for example, if a dog is chasing you down the street, you will start running of this fear or out of fear because it's your natural response to the danger or to the threat to this dog. If you see a snake, you are going to maybe freeze for a second, think, what am I going to do? Am I going to face the snake or am I going to run away? Okay, but that is your natural response. For phobias, that is an extreme and irrational fear of something that is usually not dangerous. I explained to Frank, some people are afraid of circular patterns. So when they see a lot of circles in one place, they have this phobia for these circle patterns. So if I'm wearing a polka dot dress, this person is going to be very afraid.
Do
And this,
you have a
yes?
polka dot? Do you have a polka dot dress?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No.
All right.
It's just my example.
I see. Okay.
Okay. So this is a fear for something that's usually not dangerous. But it causes panic and anxiety, and there's actually no real threat. A lot of people are afraid of closed spaces or tight spaces. Someone also told us that she doesn't like tight clothing because she has the fear of getting out of this tight clothing. She doesn't want to be stuck in it. So it causes panic, it causes anxiety. Some people freeze completely. They can't think straight. So they actually can't defend themselves of something that is not really dangerous. So the main differences between the two, a fear is normal and it's helpful. It helps to keep us safe, where a phobia can interfere with your daily life. Some people have the fear of leaving their homes. They don't want to go outside, and that affects their daily life. And I also explained this to Frank. The United States say that a phobia is a mental illness. They see it as a mental illness because it affects your daily life. Some people who has a fear for heights, they don't even want to go into a high building. They don't want to use the stairs or the lift because they are too afraid to do this because the heights scare them. There's
And
Rosie.
there is what a sur I was not expecting this.
No.
I have to think more positively. Rosie, good morning. Okay, we're going to have the usual static and
Morning. Just a little moment.
okay. So for my first question, are you afraid of something, anything? And how bad is your fear? Okay, so are you afraid of something? And how bad is your fear? So I included a couple of pictures. And you can tell me if there's something in the picture that scares you or something outside of the picture. It doesn't matter. So I'm going to start with Clea. Are you afraid of something, and how bad is your fear?
Well, I mean, I do like talking about mental health, so I have a lot of things to say, but I will just start by saying that when I was a kid, I was very scared of everything. So I had a lot of fears, like attachment fears, fear of attach. No, wait, what? Yeah, like
separation, like separation fears.
Yeah. And then at about 10 years old, I was very scared of like public speaking, maybe showing myself or performing or things like that.
Okay.
and then so it's really like evolved, and I got diagnosed with agoraphobia, which is to be more concise, it's like the fear of going, it's not really the fear of going out, but it's the fear that something bad will happen to you when you go to places that are not your comfort places. So I would have like some places where I could not go, or like I would tell the teachers that I cannot. For example, the gymnasiums, like the big, like gymnasium, is it
no,
right?
sports centers or sports hall these big community halls, basketball courts and so on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this one, because it's the first time at 10 years old I did a panic attack there, and it is very scary, and you feel like you're going to die or like going to pass out. And so this is still, after 8 years, it is still a fear that I have, and it's the fear of passing out in some situations when, for example, I'm speaking with someone I don't know, or like sometimes when I'm tired, it's like panic attacks in public transport, or like it's very broad, so it's like an anxiety disorder, but it's really about fears and a phobia. it's a lot of things, but it's, I think globally, yeah, that's it.
Okay. That's very interesting, but also very scary.
But I'm okay now. I saw a therapist, like I was consulting with a therapist, and so yeah, I was now I'm fine, and I'm living with it, and it's fine. It's okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's some good news.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Monica, you live in Australia with all the creepy crawlies. Are you afraid of anything?
Excuse me, sorry, your photo reminded me. I'm scared of snakes. I've had a few pets killed of snakes, you know. I saw one last year, and I was out in my Birkenstocks, so I quickly went inside and got some proper shoes on and called the snake catcher, but by the time she came, the snake had gone. But here it's a real, because it's bush all around my house, I've grown up with it and had, you know, my daughter rang me and said our dog's bleeding from its mouth, and 5 minutes later I got there, dead dog, dead snake. Cats, because cats are lazy, they take longer, so they're easier to save if necessary. Still very expensive. I just don't go in the garden in bare feet or anything. But one of your photos reminded me, I'm scared of needles. So when I was about 11, the neighbour's dog bit me, and it was Mother's Day, and my auntie took me to the children's hospital to get a tetanus injection, and they said, you know, pull your jeans down so I could get it in my bottom. And So the curtain wasn't closed, so I've sort of objected as an 11-year-old and started flinging my legs around. So the nurse held my legs down, so I started shouting out. So the nurse put a hand over my face. So I got a fear of needles from that experience, but then 6 months later, I was in Germany and got bitten by a dog in a hotel, but I didn't need a tetanus. But I have, so for years, I had a fear of needles, even telling the dentist. Luckily, I didn't need much work at dentist. I'd rather have the pain, but I became a nurse, so I had to give lots of injections. And now I've overcome my fear, but it's still, and I'm a good patient, so if they have to take it or take blood, or I'm okay. But yeah, and I had a fear of needles, but my other one is fear of public speaking. I hate speaking in public. That's one of my main fears. I can avoid the snakes most of the time, and be there mainly. We've had them in winter on the doors. I've come home in winter with a had a baby in the car, my daughter, and it was middle of winter, and there was a snake on the doormat. So normally they don't like the cold weather, but it ventured out because it's people die in Australia, but often you don't know you've been bitten by a snake. So the thing is to wear loose pants and boots, and don't put your hands under things. Where you what you don't know what's under there. But yeah, no, public speaking is my fear. And now, and my jobs, I've had to do it often, but I still hate doing it, but sometimes you can't avoid it. So those three are my fears. I've got over the injection one, fear of needles. I've sort of got used to the snakes one. I don't mind spiders. Spiders are fine. I've got poisonous spiders here too, but they don't, there's worse ones in Sydney. But yeah, the public speaking is still my fear, and I don't think that's going to change.
Okay. But I think a lot of people have the fear for public speaking. It's not very easy. So I have some of my other students, they also have the fear of public speaking, and they have to do a lot of meetings, and they actually have to give presentations at work, but they have this fear, and then they have to do it in English, which also makes it worse because they struggle with English. So I understand that fear. I think that is not very easy for a lot of people. Okay. Natalie, tell us about your fear. What are you afraid of, and how bad is your fear?
Yes. Thank you for your explanation, Janita, because now I know what is the difference between fear and phobia. I
My
know that it
pleasure.
is not phobia. So I speak about three big fears I have. The first one is snake. I really don't like snake. Probably because I know that the snake can kill us and kill me. But it's also the physical these physical animals with like a muscle and with claws and wiggles. I hate it really, and even at, on the TV. If I see a snake on the TV, it's the same thing. It's terrible for me. I have to change the channels. It's very, it's really not pleasant for me.
Yes.
And often I ask me what snake, what is the benefit of a snake on this planet? Really.
That's a
If
good
we could
question.
avoid these animals, that could be very, very fun for us.
Natalie, can I interrupt you?
Yeah.
Go back to paradise, Adam and Eve and Apple.
Yeah, I know. I thought about this. Yes.
I think the answer lies somewhere in there. Yeah.
I thought about this when I was writing for this meeting, but yes, good. The second fear I have, it's the sea and ocean. For me, This huge mass of water, it's just terrifying for me. I am a very, very small element inside this very big space of water. And the fact that human is not adapted for aquatic area is just for me impossible to be on the sea. The fact also that I am not inside the water, but just the corpse, my corpse in the water and my head up, I don't see what there is deep and under me. And I know that there is a lot of aquatic species, very strange and some of them very dangerous. I really don't control this environment. I think it's hostile for me, so I'm very afraid by the ocean. And I think that in my youngness, no,
In my youth, in your youth, when you were
in
younger,
my youth, yeah, when I was younger, I
Jeanette.
see the movie that everybody know, Joyce. Joyce, yeah.
Jaws, yes.
I was younger and too younger, and yeah, this movie blocked me, shocked me, and now it's impossible to put just my foot in the ocean. So I pass now to my third fear, which is horror movie that I cannot see.
Sorry, what was it?
Horror movies.
Horror
Horror
movies.
movies. Yes. I know that a lot of people like this kind of movie, but for me, it's really impossible to see even one picture or one or the trailer is enough for me to afraid me. And I think I cannot distance myself from this type of movie. So it affects me directly, like it was the true life. So that's why it's very complicated for me. So I see any, not any horror movie, but I remember some picture of, for example, The Exorcist. I don't know if you know it. Yeah, it's enough. And
That's enough. I agree.
the doll was also some picture that afraid me a lot. So I refuse to see a horror movie.
Okay.
Just one quick interruption there. Natalie, when you go back to when you were talking about what you were a fear of the oceans, you said when my corpse is in the water,
When my
I sincerely hope that you're not talking about your corpse, because that means you would not be alive anymore. So in English, a corpse is a dead body, unlike in French, where le corps is the body. So
body, my
your
body.
body, okay? It's a fa it's a false friend. But I had to correct that in the context, just to straighten your own reputation and your own record.
I think it is in the context exactly, but it is not my corpse, it is my body.
Yes.
Unless of course you have some magical superpowers, and that would put all of us make you scared of you, because you are all of a sudden something out of this world. Yeah, you are in the 10th dimension or anything like that. Okay, sorry, I just had to interject there.
That's okay. 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 So, Natalie, can you swim?
Yes, I like swimming. I
Okay.
swim in the swimming pool,
Yes.
but I have a little bit I am afraid when I am alone in a swimming pool, very small body in a very huge mass of water, and this I don't like. But I swim, and I like swimming in lakes,
Okay.
or going in, yeah, in the rivers, but you cannot really swim. But yeah,
Okay.
I know that there is no shark in the lakes, for example. You
What
have
about
usually, yes,
crocodiles?
yeah,
Not
in the
not
lakes you are more quiet aquatic animals.
Okay.
We don't have crocodiles in the wild here in France. It's far too
Yeah.
far too modern.
Yes, Solange. It's okay.
Okay. I will keep that in mind because we have crocodiles.
Yes.
So do we, Johan. Right.
Yes,
Yes.
you as well.
But do you have a crocodile Dundee in South Africa?
No. No,
I saw that in
we
Germany.
don't.
Yeah.
Well, you see, that is your downfall, because in Australia they have a crocodile Dundee. Yeah, so
Yes.
they're streaks ahead on the other side of the Indian Ocean. Yeah.
Yes.
And lots of sharks.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Rosie, tell us about your fear. How bad is your fear? What is your fear? What are you afraid of?
Okay. Can you listen to me?
Yes,
Yes.
we can hear you. Yes.
Okay. Sorry, because I'm the bus.
Yes. Rosie, thank you for joining us. I mean,
Yes,
it's
thank you.
really extraordinary. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I'm afraid of snakes. Yeah. But I
Yes.
think, but of course, everybody has, everybody is afraid of snakes, right? But one thing that I am afraid is talking in a public, right? Okay, I'm a teacher. But last year, when I started to work at the Board of Education, I needed to talk to 60 or 70, no, 70 coordinators. And I remember my first time, it was horrible. Oh my God. Because I need not only to speak with them, to them, but I need to, how can I say, form them, not educate them, but give them instruction, give them orientation. Yes, can you help me, Frank?
Like you had to like give them a presentation.
Yes, give a presentation. Like, okay, how can you teach teenagers in a better way? And I remember 70 coordinators. It's so hard to me to speak with them, but I got. But every time when I need to talk with 70 coordinators and sometimes managers, God help me with my words. And the snakes. And snakes, spider too. Let me see. How can I say injeção? Injeção?
Snakes,
Beside the plane.
Oh, you have a fear of
Needles.
plane, you have
Sorry?
a fear of flying,
No,
or a
not
fear
flying, this
or
aspect.
injections. Oh, injection and
Injections. Yeah.
injections, sorry.
Yes,
Okay.
yes. Oh, I hate them. I don't like them. Okay, when I need to take one, but I don't like. I don't like. I think 1 month ago, or I don't know, 2 months ago, I needed to take one, and oh my God, it's terrible. I don't know. I don't know if it's fear. But yeah, I think it's fear, right? Because you know that it's hurt you, but you need this, you need that, right? And it isn't a nice situation.
Yes, I agree. I don't have a fear for needles, but I know that It can be terrible. And after Monica's story with being pushed down by a nurse, that can make it even worse.
That's why
It's
she became
improved since then.
thanks to you, Monica, that you became a nurse and taught the rest of the fraternity how to do it properly.
Yes. Okay. Frank, tell us about your fear.
Well, ladies, it's a tough, this is a tough one. It's I don't even know how to express it. It's a really, really deep, deep fear. I have a fear of speaking English.
Oh,
why?
Anglophobia, or is that
Anglophobia.
Well, I have since learned, Monica, that it's not a phobia.
No, that's right. Yeah.
It is a fear. No, I just have this terrible fear of making mistakes, saying the wrong thing,
Don't believe in
and
it.
just
I
making a complete idiot of myself, yeah.
not you, Frank, me. Because all the time I make mistakes. Oh my God. And I am shamed for myself. Oh my God.
No,
Sorry, can
no,
you
no,
please
no,
say
Rosie. Rosie, you
no?
look. You speak great English. It's me. It's me. I have to. You need to help me. I have to overcome this fear.
Just keep
Yeah,
practicing, Frank. You'll get it eventually.
there you go, Monica. Some motivation. Keep practicing.
Yeah, but how? But how can I do that? I mean, seriously, Monica, how can I do it?
You can
Read the
join
newspaper.
Brita.
Sorry?
Enjoy Brita.
Join what?
Monica says, read the newspaper. I say, join Brita.
Or both.
Yes, join Brita is the best option.
Let's go back a step. Monica, how do I read a newspaper? Because I don't think I can read either.
Oh, well, then you'll have to start at the
What with do I have to start with the snake in paradise, like Natalie was saying? She has no idea why there are snakes. She cannot justify a snake.
We
So,
need snakes to keep the rats and mice away.
well, how does that help my English?
Not probably doesn't.
Well, thank you. That's not very helpful. My man, look, I really have a problem with this, you see.
If you can't read, then you can join me and I can teach you the ABCs. We'll start with the ABCs
Pixabay.
and just simple short words, three letter words, and then grow
Picture
into
books.
longer picture books. I have a lot.
Okay.
Flashcards.
More flashcards.
Okay. All right. Well,
We will
thank you. Thank
find a
you.
solution.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your
That's very
breed of friends will help you.
that's really kind of. Thank you. I can't guarantee that I will be a success because I'm a little bit old, but I'll give it my best
Mature,
shot.
mature, not old.
You aren't old, Frank. You aren't old. Come on. Come on.
Look, I know how old I am, you know, so
He was there when he was born, so.
exactly. I 5 o'clock in the morning on the 22nd of April 1961, I remember it like it was yesterday. Yeah, funny that.
No,
Anyway,
Frank.
okay.
You aren't old because I think you are only 16 years older than me, so I am old too.
Oh, okay. Well, I suppose this is when I say, Rosie, darling, you are not old. Yeah, okay. Anyway, right. Yes, Anita. So thank you for your offer. I'll get back to you and we'll take it from there.
Watch this space.
We will start with the flashcards and ABCs, and then we'll go to the newspaper
Yep,
reading.
flashcards.
Okay. I look forward to it. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't expect that answer.
Always expect the unexpected.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to go to the Fruit Loopy questions. The
first question. Sorry, what was that person? Sorry, going back photo. What was that?
Do you have a phobia? The one before it.
No, the one before it. The guy who looked like he was juggling.
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
Next to or in between darkness and spider. This is the boogeyman. This is a boogeyman.
Oh. Yeah, he hides under the bed.
What's a boogeyman? I'm learning English here, so I've got to
We use a boogeyman to scare the kids with. Yeah. The boogeyman is going to catch you if you don't eat your dinner, or the boogeyman is going to come and get you if you don't sleep now. Mm-hmm. It's a made-up character. It does not exist.
I didn't know what he looked like. I got to 16, I found out what he looks like.
Wow.
What a sheltered life.
Monica, don't lie, you're still 59.
Yep, and half next week.
Yes, that is the boogeyman. We have a different name in Afrikaans, but I can't remember it now. My mom used to scare us with him. So I used to think that it was a man dressed in black bags.
Sleeping bags?
No, not sleeping bags. Black garbage bags.
Okay. Right.
Okay. So the first Fruit Loopy question, if you could create a funny phobia, what would it be called and what would it mean? So there's one example called soccer phobia. It's made up, and that is the fear of missing socks. Now, at the moment, that is my phobia because of winter. I keep losing the pairs of socks. I have one sock of this and one of that. Last night, my son was wearing a bicycle sock and a car sock because I don't know where the friends are.
They're in the washing machine, eats them.
It eats them and then it spits them out as container lids.
Yeah, that's the one, Tupperware lids. Yeah.
Yes, Tupperware lids. Okay. Let's start with Clea. If you can create a funny phobia, what would it be called and what would it mean?
I didn't think about this, but
What is something you really don't like? Like washing the dishes or doing laundry, something you really don't like.
Something I really, really don't like.
Cleaning your room, packing away your clothes.
Oh, like when you go back home after a very good trip, and then you have to like depack, like unpack your bag, and then I just can't do it because I'm too lazy, like after like hours of flight and just going back to the same like setting as you know, like the routine and stuff. It cannot be possible. So I would call this fear the I don't know unpacking phobia or like
unpacking phobia.
Yeah, unpacking phobia.
I agree. I know that feeling.
But when it comes to your birthday or Christmas, then this phobia disappears, the unpacking phobia.
Oh, yes. But that's something different because now you have gifts to open. But unpacking the suitcases and the... After the great holiday, I think that's sad. It's a sad feeling.
It's reality shock.
It's a reality shock, yes. Okay. Natalie, what would you call your funny phobia?
I don't have a lot of imagination.
Okay, what is something you don't like?
I am searching till several minutes, but
well, but, Natalie, take what you just said. Your imagination.
Yes.
Imagine you have any
imagination phobia.
Voila.
Yeah.
Imagination phobia.
When I have yes. to search something very strange, very funny, very something which is not real, it's really difficult for me.
Yes.
I am really in the reality, and when I have to go out the reality and to find something which not exists, it's really, really complicated for me. So yes, probably imagination phobia.
Okay. Or maybe a creative phobia.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Okay, that is very difficult if you are like in the moment and living in the moment and thinking about now, and then you have to try and think of something that does not exist. It can be complicated. Yes. Okay. Rosie, if you could create a funny phobia, what would it be?
Okay, I'm thinking about what did you say? What I really don't like is clean the window. Oh my God. It's really, really
cleaning
boring.
Windows. Me too.
Oh my God. I don't like cleaning windows because it's so hard to clean the outside because I live in an apartment.
Yes.
And it's really, really boring to clean. In the clean the window and unpack back too, like Claire said.
So
but
maybe
the window is really, really bad.
Okay, so a window phobia or window cleaning phobia.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. How do you reach the outside of the windows in the apartment?
How what? Sorry.
How do you reach the outside of the windows in your apartment? Can you clean them from outside using a ladder, or do you have to stay inside and reach outside to wash them?
No, I need to clean inside. So I need to put my hand in like a contortionist because this is boring.
Yes.
And my sister, why you don't worry about that? You don't need to clean the outside, only inside. but when I clean the outside too. Oh my God.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I hate washing the windows because in my office there's 1, 2, 3 big glass doors. And then I have to clean them on the outside and the inside. And then the rest of the rooms each has one window, and the two, like the bathroom window and the kitchen window, I can't reach. So I have to stand on something to reach the outside. Inside is okay, but outside is a little bit higher. And like these glass windows, the dogs, you can see where the dogs put their noses. Then you can see where my son's little hands were with his sweet covered hands. And then the top part is usually clean, but the bottom part, you can see the kids and the dogs went through that part.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Yes. Okay, I agree. Washing windows is not nice.
No.
Monica, if you could create a funny phobia, what would it be called?
Morning phobia.
Morning phobia. My husband.
I'm
would
not
agree
a
with
morning
that.
Person. In German, there's a word called Morgenmuffel. That, and other friends have found it too. I'm not a morning person. And tomorrow, my taxi is arriving at 4:30 in the morning. And I'm already planning my siesta when I get to Port Douglas. But yeah, no, mornings. That's why I worked night duty for years as a nurse. I didn't mind. Yeah, I come awake at night, but mornings are not my thing, getting up early. I'd have to have something very specific. And years ago, when they changed my job from night duty to starting at 7 a.m., I was not impressed. I did it, and especially because it's winter and cold in Hobart.
Yes.
But I don't like mornings.
Okay.
So
Morning phobia.
yeah, so it's like,
Right.
oh, I don't have to get up early, especially when it's cold and, like the, but no, not
Yes.
a morning person. They've even got a coffee mug that says that. So yes, years ago, but no, I don't do mornings or don't do early mornings. So if you're the, and so I'm really, kids on scout camps wake up, start waking up at 5 o'clock being kids, and it does not endear me to them. Kids wake up early and are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, but yeah,
Yes.
it's like, be quiet, children. Go back to sleep for a few hours.
Yeah, so watch TV. Keep yourself busy.
Oh yeah, when the tents have got no TV, but yeah, when they're there, it's like, just go back to sleep. I'll let you know
Okay.
when you can talk.
Because my son also, because he's in routine, we wake up early every morning. On the weekends, if we decide to sleep in a little bit, that does not work because he's awake very early, happy. I'm going to play now. And then it's video games and TV and jumping on the beds and chasing the dogs. And then you don't have a choice. You have to get up because you are awake already. Okay. Frank, what is your funny phobia?
It's tied with the fear of English.
Okay.
I have a workophobia.
Workophobia. Are you afraid of too much work or too little work?
Well, I'm just afraid of everything because if everything is in English, you see.
Oh,
When I have to do something in English, I just sort of like freeze, and nothing happens, and then it sort of translates into this, why is nothing happening? And then I get sort of really, yeah, it's not a good place to be. So I don't know. So I have this workophobia thing that somehow doesn't go away because everything is in English.
Okay.
Oh my
It's it's sad, isn't it, Rosie? I mean, it's just, okay.
Oh dear. I don't know how we are going to help you with that phobia.
I'm sure, Yanita, you will find a way.
I will find a way. I will maybe teach you how ChatGPT
Okay. What
works.
what's ChatGPT?
Oh dear. Okay. We will do that another day.
After the flashcards.
After the flashcards, we'll do flashcards, ABCs, short words, read the newspaper, and then we'll do ChatGPT. Okay.
Okay, so what about your funny phobia?
My funny phobia, definitely soccer phobia at the moment, like it's written here, because of the missing socks and losing one side of the sock. Then washing the dishes. I always wash the dishes. I don't have a cho choice, but dishophobia. I hate it when there's a lot of dishes. The fear of having too many dishes to wash, dishophobia. And I would definitely say latophobia. I have this fear for always or for being late. When my son in the mornings, oh my dear, he's so slow. And getting dressed, eating breakfast, brushing his teeth. He's like a sloth in the mornings. He's very slow. Snail, turtle, sloth, that is his part in the morning. He's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. He's awake, but very slow. Everything is in slow motion. He even walks in slow motion. Mm-hmm. So I have this fear of being late, arriving to school late. So for the past 3 mornings, I would drop him off at school, walk him to the gate. As soon as we reach the gate, the bell rings. So we are just on time. So it doesn't matter. I can wake him up early. I can wake him up a little bit later and then say, come on, you need to get ready. Nope. We are taking it slow. So I would say later phobia.
Should team up with my wife. I have exactly the same problem.
But summertime is a bit easier. Then it goes a bit faster. So I think maybe because it's winter, because it's cold, I think that's why he's slowed down. He's hibernating.
Exactly.
Yes.
Time is ticking.
Yes.
So thank you, everybody, for joining us today. A huge, huge thank you to you, Rosie, for, yes. I mean, it's really mind-blowingly impressive. It is dedication.
Dedication.
It is absolutely, yes. I have no, you get a gold, you get a million gold stars for this, Rosie.
Yes.
And a chocolate frog.
And a chocolate frog, okay. Why a chocolate frog?
That's reward. That's like what you give to kids here. You know, if it's like a reward, and everyone loves chocolate.
Okay.
Don't care if it's a frog, it's chocolate.
Fine, Bob. Anyway, Rosie, a huge, huge thank you to you for joining us this morning. Fantastic. I am totally, totally, and utterly gobsmacked by this. Yes. It's not been easy for you. thank you, the two ladies in South Korea, Natalie and Claire, for contributing it. Where are you, Monica? Thank you for jumping in before your flight to Sydney.
Port Douglas, but yes, Sydney's on the way.
Same thing.
no crocodiles in Sydney.
Not that you know. They've probably got a couple.
At the zoo, there probably is.
Yeah. You're not actually going into Sydney itself, are you?
No, I'm only there. No, it's to catch a flight to Cairns.
Oh, okay. I thought you might be able to pop into Kentucky Fried Chicken and Manly and see if it's still there.
Google it.
No, I think they've torn it down. Anyway.
Kentucky Rat.
Okay, Janita, thank you for a fascinating topic.
The pleasure. Rosie's choice. She chose it this month.
Yes, Rosie's choice.
I do remember.
Yes, you chose the topic.
a fair dinkum warning. Oh. A fair dinkum warning in advance. The culprit sitting is amongst us for next month's topics. Monica chose the topics for July. They're being processed and prepared now, which means we've put them in the rubbish bin.
No,
that's
didn't.
All right. I haven't seen him for 53 years. But that's all right. I've known him too long.
Right. Janita, so very much thank you for your time. Thank you for your dedication as well, doing all of this. You have the last word, and I promise to shut up.
Okay. So first of all, before we leave, I'm going to post some of the other questions onto Breeda. So when you have some time, you can answer them. There's some Fruit Loopy questions, like if fear had a color, what color would it be? There's also which is worse, to be in a room full of spiders or singing on stage? So I'm going to post them onto Breeda. And then when you have some time, please answer them. There's also one that I would like you to guess what it is, but we'll see how we are going to do that. And then Frank, thank you very much for always being on time and always being here. The rose amongst the thorns today.
Flattery will get you nowhere.
or the thorn between the roses.
Oh, that's better.
Yes, that's better. But you are the rose today.
Oh,
okay. Then Natalie, Clea, thank you very much for joining us. Monica, thank you. And Rosie, you went out of your way to be here today. That was a nice surprise. Okay, so conquer your fears. Don't be scared of washing the windows and being late and losing socks.
Oh, yeah.
Or speaking English.
I was speaking English, yes, speaking Frank. English, we sure. Yes, speaking English.
Okay.
I'm going that's to... the signal, yes.
Okay, right.
Au revoir.
Au revoir, tout le monde.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.